The recent rise of a group loyal to Islamic State, or ISIS, in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado province has awoken the world to the threat of extremism in southern Africa. But an expert on security challenges in Africa, Stephen Buchanan Clark, believes the dangers existed for decades.
Khalfan Khamis Mohammed, a Tanzanian trained by Al-Qaeda, was arrested in Cape Town in 2000 for his role in the 1998 U.S. embassy bombings by Al-Qaeda in Tanzania and Kenya.
For the past few months, Buchanan Clark has interviewed intelligence and other security officials for research for the Good Governance Africa organization on terror groups in southern Africa.
These organizations operate in a very transnational manner. So while transnational terrorist groups may launch attacks in one country, they may operate across multiple nodes in different countries.
Buchanan Clark believes the presence of extremist networks in South Africa in particular is significantly wider than previously assumed.
It is clear that South Africa has been used as a hub for international terrorist activity, including a base from which to plan attacks, a conduit for illicit financial transactions, and a place of hiding and transit for international terrorist actors. And these earliest incidents date back even before 9/11, actually.
He says several cases in recent years show this, such as the arrests in 2009 in Durban of 19 people who attacked a Shia mosque and were planning to plant bombs across the city. Buchanan Clark also points to the convictions of Islamic State supporters Brandon and Tony Tulsi in 2016 in Johannesburg on 11 counts of contravening the country's Terrorist Act.
These included planning bombings on various sites within South Africa, including Jewish centers, Jewish high schools, government buildings, and British and American embassies.
Then in 2018, Saifuddin Del Vecchio, his wife Fatima Patel, and their Malawian border, Ahmad Musa, were arrested in Durban on charges including kidnapping and murder. They go on trial in August for this and for allegedly planning several acts of terror.
In all three cases, the individuals were in contact with ISIS recruiters, very sophisticated networks of encrypted social media platforms. They were receiving and sending financing money abroad, and in one case that included cryptocurrencies. And they all were utilizing open-sourced online terrorist training material and propaganda, which is frankly almost impossible at this stage for security services to intercept and to stop.
Buchanan Clark's research reveals that roughly 100 South Africans left their homeland since 2015 to join ISIS in Iraq, Syria, and Libya, and about 75 are back in the country.
This is confirmed in the National Prosecuting Authority's annual report, which states that activities involving both domestic groups and South Africans involved with international terrorist organizations increased in 2019 and 2020. And this was also revealed to me in discussions with members of the security sector and practitioners in the field.
A senior South African intelligence officer told VOA it would be stupid to think that scores of individuals trained by IS in the Middle East, including in the field of explosives, have returned to the country to suddenly live in peace and tolerance, as he put it. So, he says, the extremists are being monitored closely. The officer adds his colleagues have already established possible connections between local Islamist terror cells and jihadists in northern Mozambique. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.